Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Yud Aleph of Masechtas Harayos. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of the Machlekes Reb Shimon v'Chacham regarding Chatei Ad Shelo Nismanu v'Achkach Nismanoi. If a Kohen Gadol or the Nasi committed an Avera before he was appointed and was then appointed and became aware of the Avera, whether he is liable for a Kisba b'Seira like a Hedyot. The Gemara applies this Machlekes to the Drasha of Me'ama Aretz Prat L'Nasi, the case in which a Nasi is exempt from a Kisba b'Seira. And to achal safek chelav kishuhu hedjet, the nismana v'noidla al sveikai. If the nasi committed a questionable aveira before he was appointed, and was then appointed, and became aware of the safek aveira, is he chayav ba'ashim tali. Mumer, the two sources that a renegade is exempt from a karban chatas. Ezehu nasi zemelech. Only a king is liable for a sar nasi. Ve'ezu ha-mashiach, ha-mashuach b'shem ha-mishcha. Only one that became a kohen gadol by being anointed with the shem ha-mishcha is liable for a par kohen mashiach. The machlokes is regarding Shemen HaMishcha Sha'asa Moshe B'Midbar, the method they used to process the Shemen HaMishcha in the Midbar. Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol toin Mashicha. The son of a Kohen Gadol requires Mashicha when he becomes Kohen Gadol. However, in Moshe Melech ben Melech, the son of a king does not require Mashicha when he becomes the king.